Hello, everybody. Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you are. This is Cal Banyan with Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. And this week we're going to be starting a new episode. So this week we don't have Meredith. She's taking some time off, letting her do. She's so busy with her clients that we're going to do a series with L. Ron Ferguson. So actually, this is Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with L. Ron Ferguson. Let me tell you about L. Ron. L. Ron is, you know, he's like Meredith. He's one of the best, a true one percenter in the profession. He was a hypnotist before coming to our center for training. He went through our training and then went through our terrible, tough internship program. One of the last few people to be able to go through that program, where I watched his videos every week and coached him. And I really like the way he really looks seriously at this profession. And now he's a regular hypnotherapist at our center. And gosh, if you come to our center and you want to have L. Ron do your sessions, then please ask for him in particular. He'd be glad to help you out. And I have confidence that you'll really have some good successful sessions. How you doing, L. Ron?
I'm doing good, Cal. So, for those of you that don't know who Cal is a hypnotist, and also the best trainer in the world, in my opinion. He synthesized 5-PATH, and 5-PATH is just the best darn system of hypnotherapy that there is out there. It's criteria-based, it's a systematic approach, and it really lets us do what we do all over the world. There's about what do you think? 1,000 5-PATHers that you've trained over the years, Cal?
Well, you got to think there's the ones that I've trained, probably close to 1,000 or a little bit over that, plus our certified hypnotherapy instructors, certified CFI, certified professional hypnosis instructors that are all over the world, and so thousands. It's probably the fastest growing and actually one of the few systems. I can't even think. Can you name another system of hypnotherapy?
Not really. There's things that may try to call themselves systems, but it's just not the same.
Cool. Hey, the rest of you guys out there, I forgot to tell you something. If you're watching this video anywhere except calbanyan.com, go there now, because right below this video, right down there, is all the extra stuff that goes with the video, links, extra resources, and stuff like that. Let me make a couple of quick announcements before we get going. Oh, by the way, did you know we have over 100 videos just like this on calbanyan.com? So you can go there, you can download them, you can put them on your iPod or whatever, and watch them on the go. Let's see. All right. We've got, gosh, I don't know when this is playing exactly. If it is not yet, when you watch this, November 8th, then you might be able to squeeze in to the last course of the year, which is our Week of Power, which helps you to learn how to take your hypnosis practice to the next level. You got to be certified already. It's not a basic introductory course, but if you can squeeze in, do it. If you can't, you can hold yourself over till next year by taking our 5-PATH 2.0 DVD course. It is basically the Week of Power, but without 7-PATH. Just focus on 5-PATH. And then go to hypnosiscenter.com. Our complete course schedule is there. Information about me coming to Malaysia and Singapore, and also the rest of the classes of the year. Follow me on Facebook. We have a fan site there. You get all the inside scoop of everything that we're doing, what's coming up, all that kind of stuff before anyone else. That's at facebook.com, Hypnosis Etc. That's HypnosisETC. And you can follow me on Twitter. That's, if you're one of those Twitter follower people, you can add, that's twitter.com/ Cal Banyan. Hey, do you have anything like that? I guess they can talk to you on our fan site now, because you're a hypno celebrity like me.
That's right. I think I have, I just have a blog on ourhypnospace.com, but I should start something else up, Cal.
You should Twitter.
Okay.
And you're going to be checking the Hypnosis Etc. on Facebook, on the fan page, because people will be writing and saying things like, well, it's about time we got a hunky guy on that Hypnosis Etc. so the women can have something to look at.
Oh, good. Well, then I'll definitely think about responding, Cal. Thanks.
Elrond's single.
Oh, come on.
Hey, so is Meredith.
Hey.
I'm going to get you guys hitched. Not to each other, but, you know, we're going to find you the right person.
There you go.
I don't know. You might have a girlfriend. I don't know. I don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
All right. Hey, why don't you kind of take it on from here? Tell them about this series that we're going to do, particularly with this particular dead celeb, as I like to call him, and introduce what we're doing.
Okay, Cal. Thanks. Well, what we're doing here is we're doing faux case studies. I mean, if you could see anybody for hypnosis in the world, alive or dead, real or imagined, who would it be? I know that y'all have probably had thoughts like that before. And so did Cal, apparently, one day riding his bike. And he said, hey, Elrond, I got this great idea. So here we are picking somebody from history. And we thought, why not Van Gogh? Van Gogh, the old painter who's dead now, who made so many wonderful paintings. Well, he was just a crazy guy. I mean, he cut his ear off. He shot himself. This guy would be a great client to see just because of he has such a multitude of different problems to work with. And so what we're going to do is hopefully after Van Gogh, we'll continue this project and see other people from history or maybe even people who are alive or maybe even people that don't exist if you want to find something really interesting. We're going to take them through the five phases of Five Path just to demonstrate Five Path and how it works and how it might mix it up a little bit with troubleshooting these very interesting personalities problems and whatever teaching points might arise from seeing these types of people.
Okay, now Elrond didn't want to talk about this, but I'm trying to decide if this guy walked through the time tunnel or the Stargate or how we got here. But he says, we don't want to talk about that. People are just going to assume that somehow either he came here to this time or we came back there in that time. So that's just what we're going
to
do.
That's right. Just leave it up to the imagination. We got the special hypnosis time machine and... I don't like to use it very often, but for this case, I just thought it was important.
Okay, so let's see. What is his presenting complaint? Why is he coming in from his point of view?
Well, Van Gogh's point of view, I mean, it's a little bit later in his life. So let's just paint the picture here real quick. He dies about 37, and he starts painting in his late 20s, and so we're going to say he's kind of in his mid-30s right now. He hasn't sold any paintings yet. His relationships are degrading over and over and over again. He's totally financially dependent on his brother, and his health is deteriorating. He's addicted to alcohol and absinthe, and he's hurting himself. I mean, he's just cut his own ear off, and he's just frustrated. He's depressed. He's lonely. He has no love in his life, and he's just coming in here because he wants to kind of reinvent himself, so to speak. But the thing that's driving him in more than anything else is he has this overriding depression and anxiety that's just over his face everywhere he walks. It's all he sees is this impending feeling that seems to be crunching down on him. And he just can't take it anymore.
So cool. So his brother's paying for the sessions, huh?
That's right. His brother's paying for the sessions.
Well, what do we say about other people paying for sessions. So what I would want to do with him, and this will really pay off well in the long run, is maybe you could get his brother's paying half and you're taking a painting or sketch for each session for the other half. How would that be?
That sounds great. And because it's a time machine, he doesn't know how much his paintings are worth, so we're really cashing in with Van Gogh here.
I know you're going to wind up with like five or six Van Goghs.
Oh, you betcha. And they're going to be custom. That's right.
Yeah, five Van Goghs of you.
To the Ferguson family. Yeah, but then no one would believe it. So
that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Do it with something else.
Yeah, Cal on his bicycle.
That's right.
Okay.
It is a Van Gogh.
Cal on his Harley. Wait a minute. He died before the Harley came. Okay, so why don't you kind of just take us through the process of, like, phase one of what you would do with them?
You betcha. For those of you that don't know, phase one is the preparation, testing, and convincing phase. Okay, there's five phases in totality. Let me just name those real briefly. Phase two is age regression, where we find the cause of the problem and neutralize it. Phase three, in age regression, we find out who the major players are who are to cause for the issue, and we want to do the forgiveness work with them. So we do forgiveness therapy for phase three. Phase four is forgiveness of self, so the client can be rid of any anger at themselves or any guilt, things of that nature. And phase five is for parts mediation therapy, where maybe the client has secondary gain issues or an internal conflict that they just can't get over, and that's causing them to hold on to the symptom or behavior that they have. So it's phase one. It's the preparation, testing, and convincing phase. And it starts right from where your first contact with the client. I mean, we want to make sure this client can go into hypnosis, that they can pass all the covert tests for somnambulism, give them the suggestions that they came in for, and really generate the feeling of hope inside them. Okay, so Van Gogh comes in for sessions. And right off the bat, let me just paint a little picture of Van Gogh here. I mean, he's just an odd guy. He's not very socially, shall we say, adept. I mean, he's got little paint flecks on his fingers. He's kind of pasty. Looks like he hasn't been eating very well. And, I mean, all in all, he's just kind of... There's something that just seems very odd about him. He seems like one of those people that really needs some type of help. So he comes in. And immediately, we fill out the paperwork with him, and we want to do a pre-talk with Van Gogh. And since we decide that showing him a pre-talk video might really freak him out, you know, the pre-talk is, of course, after all, designed to remove any fears or misconceptions that somebody might have about hypnosis. So we decided to do that in person with him because we don't want him to think that, you know, we're the devil or anything like that. So we take him through that, and he seems to have a concern right off the top of his head. See, Van Gogh is very religious, and he's concerned that the devil's going to get him if he's in hypnosis. So the first thing that we have to do is remove that misconception on top of any others that he might have and tell him, you know what, Van Gogh, if the devil was going to get you, he would have gotten you a long time ago. And guess what? You've experienced hypnosis thousands of times in your life.
This is where you're going to explain highway hypnosis to him, right?
That's right.
He's never been in a car.
Oh, wait a minute, Van.
You know when you're traveling along there in your carriage, right? And you wonder, gosh, did I miss my turn?
Exactly. Or, you know, in his example, I said, you know, Van Gogh, when you're like painting, and then all of a sudden, it's like the end of the day and you're still painting and you don't know where all that time went, that's like a form of hypnosis. And he seems to kind of understand that, and we're able to alleviate his fear of, you know, the devil getting him while he's in hypnosis. Another thing right off the bat is that he has a very thick accent and there's a little bit of a language barrier. So I have to make sure to really speak clearly to him just so that he understands the directions and the instructions that I'm giving him. He has a typical laundry list of a million different issues. I mean, just after talking to him, we find that he's got compulsive behavior, he's been drinking, he's got this distracting behavior where, and sometimes even instead of eating or anything like that, he'll just go and paint instead. So what we do is we take him and we give him a little talk about the secret language of feelings, where he has this feeling of, say, we'll just call it anxiousness on the inside, and to make himself feel better, he's just painting all day long to the point where he's painting too much or he's drinking too much. So what we want to do is really get rid of that feeling so that he doesn't have to paint and forsake everything else.
So you kind of work with him to narrow it down to just one item, right?
Absolutely. And what we do is we pick anxiety. Because like I said, he's just got the laundry list. I mean, he's frustrated. He wants to be more successful. He wants love in his life. His relationships are degrading. He keeps on sabotaging himself. But more than anything else, he just has this overriding feeling that something bad might happen. And we got just the thing for him.
Beautiful. So what do you do next?
Well, we take him, put him in the chair, ask permission to touch, do the induction on him. And for this one, I use the Elman-Banion induction, which I think is really the best choice for him because he seems just a little scared to begin with, and maybe a more permissive induction might be best.
Well, you know, actually, you know, I think yelling at him and saying, sleep, and then rapidly saying, go loose, limp, and relaxed, you know, that kind of thing's not going to work with someone, to, at least in the beginning, that you need to speak slowly and clearly with, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And besides, I don't know the word in Dutch for sleep, so.
And, you know, just so everyone knows, there's the Ellman-Banyan induction is a modernized version that I've kind of massaged over the years of the Ellman, and we'll put a link right down below so that you can go have it for yourself. Go ahead.
Excellent. So that's gone, and he's having flying colors with that. We immediately do a covert test for somnambulism. So I have him do the losing the numbers test, which is actually built into the Ellman-Banyan induction. And he passes that also with flying colors.
Will you explain to everybody what a covert test is?
Yeah, a covert test is the type of test where the client won't know whether or not they fail. Okay, because especially in the preparation, testing, convincing phase, what we want to do more than anything else is build confidence within the client. So we never allow them to fail, or never allow them to know if they fail an induction or a test or a convincer. Okay, so he passes that test covertly, and then, of course, to build confidence, we do an overt test on him, which is the eye catalepsy. So we lock down his eyes. He can't open his eyes, you know. In a moment, and this is how it goes. In a moment, I'm going to start counting from the number one, and as I do, your eyelids are going to twitch and tighten and lock down tight. One, two, three. Go ahead and try to open them, but you cannot. Try, but you cannot. And he couldn't open his eyes, much to his surprise. And right after that, he seemed to go a lot deeper into hypnosis. But I already knew he was in somnambulism. So he was just passing everything with flying colors. Okay? Feeling good, feeling relaxed. And right about then, I looked at the clock. And it seemed to me that I had about 40, 45 minutes left in the session, which is enough time to go right into phase two, into age regression. Because, to the best of my knowledge, he'd been prepared. We'd removed all the fears about hypnosis. He'd been tested. We'd gone through the convincing phase. He passed all the convincers. I even gave him a post-hypnotic suggestion for reinduction. I said, you know what? Anytime you want to do hypnosis with me, or I want to do hypnosis with you, or you want to do hypnosis with anybody you trust, all I got to do is pick up your hand and drop it and say the word sleep, and you go instantly right back down into this level of hypnotic relaxation or deeper. If that's okay with you, just nod your head. And so I know that our second session, I can just do an instant induction on him, and he'll do that just fine. More on that next episode. So we start with the age regression.
Okay, let me interrupt you right here, because we're about 18 minutes into this podcast. And so what we're going to do is, so here you are in your first session with him, and you've completed phase one, and you're ready to go now into phase two, which is the age regression and age progression phase. And so what we're going to do is we'll take that up in the next episode. What I'd like you to do is just wrap up whatever needs to be, what you'd like to say to the audience about phase one, or anything else that's special about Vincent in these next couple minutes, and then we can wrap it up for good.
You betcha, Cal. Of course, I know everybody's on the edge of their seat for what happens on phase two, and it's getting so excited I couldn't even keep track of the time. It's just so exciting. We get to take him to phase two next session. It's going to be mind-blowing what happens with Vincent, because what the thing that's most important to realize is that what Vincent thinks is the cause of the problem, well, that just ain't the cause of the problem at all, and we're going to find that out in the age regression. And what we have on our hands here is just a much more hopeful client than what walked in the first place. I mean, we've set the stage for what's going to happen next.
Let me ask you something. In the pre-hypnosis interview, okay, there's the pre-talk, that's where they remove fears and misconceptions, and then there's the pre-hypnosis interview, that's where we find out this, you know, their complaint and what they think the history of the problem is and that kind of stuff. What does, in his mind, what does he think the cause of the problem is?
Yeah. I mean, he thinks the cause of the problem is when he got rejected by the first girl he proposed to. He proposed to his landlady's daughter sometime when he was in his early 20s or something like that. She was already engaged to somebody else, and she said no. He kept on trying, and she said no, 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 no. And that's when he said, well, my life just started to change, and I just felt so sad, so depressed. And all of his old repressed issues started to come up right after that, and that's when he thinks his life just really went and took a downturn, and that's what he thinks.
So that was his first love?
That was his first romantic love, because what he wants a lot in this world is a happy marriage. That's what he wants. And she's the first girl that turned him down.
Beautiful.
Significant one, that is. Who knows? He may have had other girls. I don't know.
That's
the one that's bugging him.
We're going to find out the truth of the story when we do the age regression, because that's where it really, really gets interesting, because we're going to find out the history of the problem as it pertains to what's really causing the problem inside. What happens is our clients have a feeling inside them they don't like, and then they do all these crazy things, eat too much, drink too much, smoke too much, or paint too much, in Vincent's case, and it doesn't satisfy the feeling. They still suffer, and it just gets crazier and crazier. And in this case, scientists, psychologists, doctors have speculated that Vincent van Gogh may have had bipolar disorder. So, and which, if untreated, can cause, can go all the way to suicidal tendencies and that kind of thing. All right, why don't you wrap it up there, Elron?
Okay, Cal. Everybody, thanks for tuning in to this podcast. And hey, if you want to have hypnosis sessions here at the center, just go to hypnosiscenter.com, or you can even visit my website, which is right down here. It's orange-county-hypnosis.com. If you want to learn more about hypnosis, go to hypnosis.org. It's just a great place that has all kinds of different definitions about hypnosis. And, of course, don't forget the training. We have a bunch of different products, trainings coming up that'll just really make you a fantastic hypnotherapist, so that you can have the skills to help your clients how they deserve to be helped. So thanks for watching. This is Elron Ferguson, signing off.
All right, and this is Cal Banyan. See you on the internet, and maybe one day I'll see you in class. That's it. Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.